Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. BetQL helps you make smarter bets throughout the football season. And now, giving you a chance to win cash prizes, BetQL's Giving Props is a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the pro football playoffs. Go to BetQL.com/props right now to sign up. BetQL has posted 10 props around this weekend's games. Person with the most correct picks this week gets $2,000. Just by signing up, you'll automatically be entered to win a random grand prize drawing of $10,000. Head over to BetQL.com/props to make your picks today. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Tony's in Madison Heights, and he is next. Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys. You're talking about Zadina, and I'm not going to give up on him, and I think he's going to be okay. But I also noticed he's like a half a stride slow when it comes to back checking, and he's not always in the right spot to cover when he back checks. You know, get in front of the net, or he's got to pick it, you know, the right guy to cover. And it's like they always say, if you have to think about it, you're too slow. It's got to be instinctive. And I don't know, you know, where else he can pick that up. I mean, going down to the minors isn't the best, but then being up with the big guys, you know, they're a little faster than he is. So he's the dilemma.
So the one thing we have to keep in mind about Zadina is if you start changing in your own head what you expect out of him, does that change what, you know, what he means to this team? And what I mean by that is if you just say, okay, he's not going to be a high-end player, but can he be a helpful player on a good team? Is there any way he can help you? And here's where I struggle, is I can't say yes if he's not going to be a good player defensively. And you, if you're in the NHL and you're going to be a role player, you damn well better play good defense. You better back check. You better be responsible in your own zone. If you don't do that, I don't know that you can carve a role out in this league, because you got to either score goals or prevent them.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's a little too soon to give up on them. But if I had to choose one way or the other, you can always – it's like they say in basketball, if you can't shoot, you can always play defense.
Yeah, you have to be responsible somewhere. You need to stand out somewhere. If you're not scoring goals, you better play defense.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony. Did you see I just gave Kang the bird?
I saw some of Kang's laughing because he said something in your ear.
He just said into my ear, I'm sorry, I just looked down at Twitch. No, not you, Twitch crowd. It was Kang. He says into my ear in the middle of that call, according to ESPN, Harbaugh near extension. John Harbaugh.
Ravens. I had a little more pause than that, but
yeah, he did pause in between. I looked up and I'm like, okay. Because this Harbaugh thing's so difficult to follow because there's no news. I'm calling people. Nobody knows anything. I think there's a lot of recycled stories that are continuing to get recycled. And I just don't think there's anything to report. But people are trying to fill up, you know, write 500 words on Jim Harbaugh today.
Is this something that's at all possible to happen? I would imagine no. But you mentioned that they're in talks and extension with John Harbaugh with the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
They just let Wink Martindale go, the defensive coordinator.
Yep.
Is it at all possible that he goes, that John Harbaugh calls up Jim and says, hey, Remember our linebacker coach we gave you to be your defensive coordinator?
Give me Mike McDonald back.
We want Mike McDonald back.
And all my picks.
And all my you pancake eating.
I suppose it's possible. I mean, people have connected those dots.
Or because they're brothers would like you wouldn't dare do that.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think it depends.
Or we could just find a better candidate.
It depends what Mike McDonald wants. I mean, there was rumors that McDonald was up for a job at with Georgia. So he started his coaching career at Georgia. I still think he's staying, but you do wonder why it's taken so long.
You think Jim Harbaugh is staying?
I think Jim Harbaugh's staying. You do. It is a valid question as to, and why the hell is this taking so long?
I don't think it's taking long at all.
Don't you?
No. I think with anything, you want to kick the tires on possible opportunities. Only he knows what his goals are and his aspirations are. I have no idea, and neither does anybody else other than Jim Harbaugh. How much of an itch is it to get back to the NFL? If it's not an itch at all that needs to be scratched, then he'll sign his extension when he's ready, or his new deal when he's ready to do it. He knows he's in a great position.
All right, I wanted to bring this up because we didn't talk about it.
What was going to be your answer?
I don't have any answers. I have no idea what the hell's going on.
You're getting pissed.
I'm not getting pissed. I'm getting...
Well, not that there is no answer. You get frustrated because everybody's asking you. I'm sure.
I'm getting frustrated with the story. So maybe it isn't taking a long... It feels like it's a long time because I've been asked about it for 3 weeks on and off the air. My phone buzzes all the time. What's Harbaugh doing? And I have sources that I trust, and they're just like, there's nothing to report. There's an offer has been made. It's competitive. Money won't be the issue. And they haven't got anywhere. He's out recruiting. He's hiring staff. He's acting like a guy who's going to stay.
I imagine that, you know, that shoot a drop has to be when the report comes out that the Raiders have set up an interview. It seems like the Raiders' job is the one.
I don't think Jim Harbaugh, if I'm advising Jim Harbaugh, okay, if I'm in the inner circle, which I think the inner circle is his wife and his parents, to be quite frank. But if I'm in the Jim Harbaugh inner circle and I'm asked, what do you do? I'd say go after the Bears job if you're going to go, or talk to your buddy Stephen Ross. The thing about Stephen Ross is if Harbaugh's talking to Miami, you don't know if he's talking about to Stephen Ross about Miami, or is he talking to Stephen Ross about Michigan? Because he's a huge donor. So any talks between Harbaugh and Stephen Ross could be, I mean, at one point Stephen Ross said, I'm not going to be the one that takes Jim Harbaugh from Michigan. But I feel like he'd change his tune on that if he knew Jim Harbaugh was planning on leaving.
Exactly. If Harbaugh was like, well, I'm interested in your job, your head coaching job, then that could be. But your reason for steering away from the Raiders gig is because you're competing with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert.
I think the job that if I were looking to win in the NFL, I'd take the Bears job because of what this division might about to be being as opposed to what the AFC West looks like.
Yeah, but if you're trying to connect dots and give a path to Jim Harbaugh back to the NFL – it's been reported that what he wants is control. And if the only team
that's... I don't
know
if I believe that.
Well, I'm just saying, if that's what some reports are, and if that's what the report is, if it's true, Raiders can offer control.
Yeah, I think that's overblown. And one of the reasons why, since he's taken over Michigan, he's acquiesced control.
Well, he has now, but he didn't before.
Right, but he is... That's right. In the here and now, he has had more success with more... delegating than he has.
Totally different kind of control in the NFL than it is in college.
There are different aspects of it, yes, but I don't think control's as big a deal as it's being reported based upon his behavior and watching his assistants work too. His assistants, this staff was the most active staff I saw on the sidelines as opposed to previous years. Now, some of that had to do with the whole defense gathered around Don Brown. And this year there was a lot of McDonald, but a lot of the positional guys doing one-on-ones, the play calling, he doesn't do the play calling anymore. That's a team effort, but he's not the one calling. So Anyway, well, I think that's an overplayed. I don't buy that report as much as some others.
I think when you talk about control, it becomes about player personnel. That's where the control is. You're not competing with Alabama about a recruit. You're, do we have enough cap space to sign this guy? You're not recruiting a kid for 3 years in hopes that when he turns 18, he's going to decide to go to your school. You're dealing with the big boys here.
Having been there and seen it, I don't think control is a big deal. As big a deal as it's being portrayed, personally. But it doesn't mean he won't go to the Raiders. I just don't know if he necessarily wants that. Albert Beard did report today, and I'll read this verbatim. We explained the Jim Harbaugh-Ed Dodds connection in the Monday Morning Quarterback Monday morning. There is one more layer to it that I forgot to mention, and that's one that runs through the Colts special teams coach, Bubba Verone, or Ventrone, excuse me, who played for Harbaugh in San Francisco and has stayed in touch with him. And Ventrone is close with Dobbs to the point where Ventrone would have been one of his top choices for a head coach.
Dodds.
If he were to land a GM job somewhere in the last couple of cycles. Also, for what it's worth, Harbaugh's Michigan assistants don't seem to know what he'll do yet. Of course, the Raiders would have to offer him the job first. We'll see what happens. That's from Albert Breer today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.